This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Welcome back, folks. We are visiting with Michael Heck, President and CEO of GNO Inc. Michael, we have a special guest who I say is a purveyor of aromas more so than anything else. I know he does a lot of different things, and he does them well.
Yeah, I think that Sidney Torres IV is more of a purveyor of vibes, right? I mean, here's a guy who's had a very glamorous career. He's been on TV. He's worked with Lenny Kravitz. He's runs, I don't know, 20, 25 different companies. He has a resort in the Bahamas. But the thing that he's most well known for and appreciated for today in New Orleans is making us smell like Febreze. So thank you, Sidney Torres IV.
Well, thank you, Newell, and thank you, Mike. What a great welcome. Thank you, guys.
So, Sidney, it's good to hear from you. I know that a lot of people were very happy when you stepped back into the arena handling the French Quarter. You obviously played a role in Super Bowl preparations. Tell us about it.
It's been a whirlwind. You know, we took this contract over on the 23rd of December, and we had the big event on Bourbon Street with the guy driving down and entering and killing those individuals. It was that was kind of the start of it, and then we had to clean up after all of that, working with the FBI and all the local police, the 8th District. And then after that, we had to prepare for Super Bowl and get ready for Super Bowl, which was a major successful event. And I think, you know, people are very happy. We put all hands on deck. We bought all new equipment. The equipment we use, like those pressure washer trucks you see, are $100,000 a piece. We have two of those on the street, and plus the other setups with the Polarises with the big two pressure washers on the back. So, you know, equipment, bringing back a lot of our other teammates who were part of this contract when we had it years ago has made it a huge success with the group that we have. And obviously the lemon fresh patent fragrance that we use on the streets that really smells lemony fresh. People love that smell. But, you know, we've been real busy just really detailing the French Quarter surface, cleaning the grounds, not just washing and spraying the streets. We're actually deep cleaning with the surface cleaner and washing it all. And so, we're really excited about it. We're getting ready for Mardi Gras now, and we feel good about going into Mardi Gras. We came out of Super Bowl very successfully, and we're happy that the residents and the tourists are noticing.
One thing I noticed about you, Sidney, is that you pay attention to the details, you know, and you're very detail-oriented. Is there anything that you were presented with in the French Quarter that was a challenge for you guys?
Absolutely. I mean, it was one challenge after the next. I don't want to complain too much, but I mean, you know, what happened with the individual driving down Bourbon Street, it created all these barricades and blockages and National Guard, and I think it's great, and it helps the safety of the residents and tourists. But it was just really difficult working through that with trying to clean and get clearance and working through that. And then with Super Bowl, they had extra security with the president coming in town. So, you know, we had to get all the clearances for our guys and working closely with law enforcement. On a good note, we're all working great well together, and we're all working together to make sure that we get in on time and clean everything up. But it's been different than when I had it years and years ago with my old company because of all the barricades and the different things that they have going on. And the construction as well. They rushed to get all the construction done within a certain amount of time with Super Bowl, so we were working around all that. But we're through that now. We have the barricades. We still have that challenge, but we have good communication lines with the National Guard and the state police and the governor's office, and all that's working really well with the logistics. So that's been a huge help with working with all those guys. And so those are some of the challenges that we've been working through. But our team's got a good handle on it now, and I feel like, you know, now we're just fine-tuning it and just making it even better than what it was before.
Sydney, I've had the opportunity to visit areas very similar to the French Quarter in other areas of the world, Barcelona being one, Old Town there. And they have a very unique way that they dispose of waste. If you had a magic wand, what would you change about the way that we address that in the French Quarter?
Well, we already are doing that in small ways as far as the recycling piece and, you know, glass half full with the glass, you know, trying to use the glass products. I know a lot of different restaurants are going through that process to divert it from the landfill. There are different ways to deal with it. I don't want to upset Riverbush, but because they're the source, you know, where everything goes, and they're a great partner, by the way. We do, you know, bring all of our waste to Riverbush, and they do a great job, and they work, Mr. Jim Ward and Fred Hebe work very well with us, so they do a great job, but there are different ways that people do it in other countries, but I think we're a long ways away from, you know, landfill going to incinerating, but on the recycling side, I think
I'm talking about more on the front end of what, you know, your guys on the street, what they're doing, you know, with trash bins and, you know, trash receptacles, the way that we put garbage out, the frequency, I mean, all of those things.
Absolutely. In San Francisco, they have code.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Enforcement people that go around and dig through cans because you have compost, you have glass, you have recycling. We're not there yet. I mean, there's a lot of things that have to happen before we get there, but that's, if you want to change it, it's really a behavioral thing that you have to work with the residents and commercial businesses to do, and you need city enforcement to do that. That's something that could be done, but I think that it's something that's going to take time. I know, like Mardi Gras, with all the beads and the recycling, you know, we're trying to work with individuals to recycle that instead of bringing that to the landfill. But, you know, things are in the motion. They're just not there where I'd like to see them.
What particular strategy that you've deployed do you think has really been the most successful for you in dealing with, you know, waste disposal?
I think, look, it's taken pride in a business that people think is just something like, oh, it's just trash. You know, I mean, I think, you know, working with my teammates, spending a lot of time with them, coaching them on when you drive by in a Polaris and you're a supervisor and you pass up a cigarette butt or you pass up a cup, if I see you doing that, we're going to have a serious problem, because you're not supposed to be just a supervisor riding around Mr. Big Shot on a Polaris. You're out there looking for cups and bottles and cigarette butts. You're an example. And so I'd start from the top down. And I think, you know, getting out there and working with the guys and being hands-on and making sure they understand, like, look, I'm doing the same thing I'm asking you to do. So, you know, let's do a great job when we do it. And let's go the extra mile. If you see grass growing up through the sidewalk on Bourbon Street or on the back residential areas of weeds, hey, during the week we're slow. Pull that stuff out. Get the weeds out the corner of the sidewalks and clean it up, you know. So it's little things. It's not major big secrets, but it's little things like that, constantly being in touch with those guys. And then the technology, Newell. I mean, I have GPS on every piece of equipment I have. Even with the radio guys walking with the brooms and the dustpans, all the radios have GPS in them. We track that. We make sure that they're hitting every street. We make sure that they're going down every 100 block. And we're not doing it to, you know, micromanage them, but we're doing it to give great quality work. And that's what we do throughout the whole city. We're responsible for 95% of the garbage in New Orleans. We pick up close to 125,000, 30,000 homes a week. And I know it's once a week and people were upset about that. That wasn't our choice, but we do it. But at the end of the day, we're responsible for 95% of the city. So we want to give back and do a great job to show the people that we care.
And you know, if I could just interrupt, I'm sorry, yeah, I just wanted to give an example of this that city is going to be too modest to describe. But I wanted to what Sydney's describing is ownership. There's a sense of ownership that clearly Sydney has for the whole city that goes down culturally through the company. So during the Super Bowl, I got a panicked call from somebody over at French Market Corporation saying, Michael, the moonwalk is a mess. It's full of garbage. You know, can you help? And so I immediately texted Sydney. Sydney immediately texted back, said, Michael, that's actually not part of our contracted area, but we're on it. And a half an hour later, it was sparkling clean. That's the sense of ownership and teamwork and just a model of responsibility that when it starts at the top like that, the whole company behaves that way. And it doesn't matter whether you're picking up garbage or flipping burgers or running a law firm. It's that cultural sense of ownership, and that's the difference maker.
There's
well,
no Michael, doubt. I appreciate that. Yeah.
Go ahead.
I appreciate
go ahead,
you
Sid.
Saying that. Yeah, no, I appreciate Michael saying that, because we have a lot of great corporate people in this city. We have a lot of great owners of business restaurants and businesses like Mariani and Rami owns Oceana. There's you know, Galatoise with John Georges and Melvin Rodriguez. These guys all care about, and you know, the Brennans, they care about the city. And what I love about seeing what happens in the French Quarter that doesn't happen in a lot of other places, is they all come together to want to make it a better place. And they all are willing to put their money where their mouth is. Like when I started the French Quarter Task Force, I don't know if anybody really, you know, people still remember this, but I started those little black police cars that now you see everywhere through the French Quarter. When I started that task force and created the app for accountability, you know, everybody jumped in and wanted to help. Joe Yeager, God bless his heart, he's not with us anymore, but Joe Yeager, and people just started putting up money and wanting to help. That's the kind of thing when you guys were talking about before I came on the air about communities and parishes and cities in Louisiana coming together and working together. We could do so much if we all work together and not be on an island by yourself because political reasons you're friendly with this company or you're friendly with that company. You know, if everybody came into it with the idea of, hey, we want to make Louisiana great, we want to make New Orleans great, St. Bernard great, Jefferson, you know, we could go so much further with making this place what it needs to be and should be. And that's a huge thing. I think it's going to take time, but guys like you, Michael, and Newell, you know, bringing these things up can start the process, you know.
Absolutely. But I wanted to say this little anecdotal story, and I tell folks this all the time. I was driving down the street right by the Rib Room, and one of your guys was on a four-wheeler, and he stops in front of me, and he pulls over to the side, and I stopped just out of curiosity because he saw something. I was like, what did he see? He gets off the four-wheeler. He pulls a spray bottle out, sprays a solution on the sidewalk, yanks this extended blade, and he's popping up bubble gum on the sidewalk. And I was like, I've seen it all. This is unbelievable. I mean, I cannot believe that this is happening. I mean, and literally, I'm telling you, I watched him for 2 minutes. People were blowing their horn. I said, I ain't leaving. I'm watching this.
I said, you know, I love it. Well, that, you know, that's people who care. And honestly, the guys that we, and ladies and gentlemen that I work with on a daily basis with my company, I treat them like family. We're family. You know, they know when they say you don't have patience. Cause if I say, and I probably shouldn't say this on the air, but I get blind copied on every single email that comes through my company. People think I'm micromanaged too much, but I want to see where, if any complaints are coming in, like New Orleans has this system called 311, and it's a great system. Matt Torrey, the sanitation director, did a great job managing that, setting that up. And it tracks how many missed stops you have in a week. And every Wednesday we get these metrics of what we've missed and what's invalid, because we have cameras on our trucks and we can tell if somebody put their can out late, so that would be marked invalid. But out of 125,000, 30,000 homes that we pick up a week, we miss maybe 3 or 4. If you look at the statistics around this metro area, that is, to me, I think would be, you know, a good thing to look at. We take great pride in not missing. And if we do, we correct it quickly. So I think taking ownership, like Michael said, is a major part in my success and having a great team around me that has that same belief and wanting to do good things. So anyway, that's kind of why my guys clean up the gum and go the extra mile, because I think it's something that, you know, we've all worked together to train everyone to be in that type of behavior and that thinking process.
So you have a big influence on how we deal with all of this. What's next for you guys, for you, in working with the city and working with others?
You know, politics always comes into anything you do when you have government contracts. And you know, it's just what it is, right? Especially garbage. It's one of the largest parts of the expense for a budget in any city or parish, right? So, you know, it's always... when we went to once a week, or the city went to once a week, you know, that was, people would come and say, oh, you changed it to once a week. And it's like, no, I didn't. They did that for budgetary reasons. And, you know, that had nothing to do with us. We just bid on the contract and that was part of it. But I think what's in the future, you know, I'm not looking to go to St. Tammany like I did before. I was in 24 cities and parishes throughout the state. I'm looking to stay in New Orleans and make the metro area of New Orleans, St. Bernard, Jefferson, all the areas that we service in, commercially, residential, government work, really focus and do a good job here and focus all my attention to whatever we can do to make this a cleaner and safer city. And I look forward to doing that with Michael and other people like you, Newell, and working as a group to get that done.
Absolutely. It's very refreshing to hear that. Thank you so much, Sydney, for joining us. Congratulations. Job well done during Super Bowl, and I'm sure the same in Mardi Gras. I hear comments all the time about how much cleaner people feel better when they're walking in a clean environment. They just do. And, you know, human nature is the first impression's the lasting impression. And if you walk into the quarter and you see garbage, that's what you're going to remember.
That's true.
Just the way it is. Well, thank you so much for joining us. Congrats. And we will be right back, folks, with Michael Heck for his final thoughts. Stay with us.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.